Welcome to Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 117 on December 13th, 2015. Changing the world one ass at a time, right? Absolutely. So hi, everybody. One of the things I want to talk about first is I am going to tell you a story about a product that I previously have recommended that I am no longer going to recommend. So here's the story behind it. This is a harness. It is a fabric harness, a panty-style harness, and it's made by the company Rodeo. Rodeo was kind enough to give me two panty-style harnesses some time ago. One was a little bit higher rise with a ruched back, beautifully highlights the butt crack, and very comfortable, washable. And the other was a little bit of a lower rise brief. Both of them had lace insets. Part of the reason that this matters is because Rodeo makes a bunch of different harnesses, but it wasn't until not that long ago where they started making ones that look a little bit more feminine. These are the ones that really appeal to me. So they sent me two with the lace, and one of the things I noticed pretty quickly was that little tiny pieces of elastic thread were coming off of the lace insets. So on the sides, they have lace insets that basically a piece of elasticized lace that covers the fabric, and it gives it its feminine look. So I was washing these. Every time I used it, I was washing it in a garment bag on cold with mild soap, and I thought I was doing everything right. So after a while, and really this wasn't very long, I would say probably about maybe 5 washings, I started noticing these little threads come out. And they certainly got worse as time went on. It is not something that interferes with the functionality of the product, but it makes it look kind of ratty. So eventually, and by this time I probably had washed these things maybe 30 times, and I wrote a letter to the owner of the company and enclosed pictures with my feedback for her. And she said, oh, are you machine washing those? Because really what you should be doing is you should be hand washing them. Okay, that was news to me. And so I was actually ready to let it go at that point and say, wow, okay, I need to tell all of my listeners and readers that these harnesses need to be hand washed and not machine washed. But I was copying Tiffany at enticeme.com with these exchanges between the owner and I, because she's the one that carries them. This is the business that I sell my things through, right? And she wrote and said, well, wait a minute, because I have one of your harnesses right here and it says machine wash on the label. So we had a bit of a back and forth on it. And the owner said, well, yeah, you can machine wash them. But, you know, this lace is delicate. And I said, well, you know, it seems like you need a better lace because I've got panties where the lace manages to hold together for years. I have panties that are years old and the elasticized lace looks just fine. Now, I'm not a manufacturer. I don't know the difficulties in choosing fabrics and putting something together like that. All I know is it didn't really come up to my standards in terms of what I expected. In other words, it started looking bad a little too quickly. If I had had the harnesses for like a year and a half and I'd washed them 50 times, okay, I can hang with that. But that's not what happened. And in addition, the two harnesses that she sent me, one of them had a flaw in the area of the crotch where three pieces of fabric came together. And I wrote her and told her about that, and she apologized and said, goodness, sorry about that. And I went ahead and fixed it with a needle and thread. So that was two pieces and one incidents of bad workmanship, which I fixed with a needle and thread. So, the harnesses are really comfortable, and they do work well. So, I bought two more harnesses, and I bought exact duplicates of the ones that they were so kind to provide me with to try out, because I do like them. They work well. I used the black one. The very first time that I used it, I put it in a garment bag and washed it because I am not one to hand wash all these things. And if it's going to last a little bit longer, if I hand wash it, it's just too much trouble for me. I want to be able to throw it in the garment bag and throw it in the washer. So I did that after using it one time and I took it out. And every time I hang dry it, don't think I throw these things in the dryer, right? But I hang dry it and I take a look at it and there are two areas where that lace panel connects to the top elasticized waistband. and it had come apart and pulled away from the waistband in two places. So I actually asked for a refund because I paid good money for these. I'm going to go ahead and use the purple one and hope that it doesn't fall apart, but I haven't used the purple one yet. And so if you're keeping track here, the count is I have three products from them, and there were workmanship problems with two of them right off the bat. And the lace issue is not resolved. It's going to be the same thing with the elasticized lace where it starts looking ratty and these little threads come out. And I'm going to post a picture, one of the pictures, many pictures that I have of this that I sent to the owner on my blog so you can see what I'm talking about. But the bottom line is we're not going to carry those anymore. Entice Me is not going to carry them because we have really high standards about what we carry. We want you to have the best stuff. And offering something where we say, well, this is a lower priced product and you can buy it if you want to, but it's not going to last as long. That is not good enough. That's not the standards that we hold. So we've pulled those off of the website and we no longer offer them. Now, what's your substitute if you would like a panty style harness? The best substitute out there is the spare parts designer harnesses with the beautiful, if you're looking for feminine, oh my God, they're exquisite. They have the connectors for the garter belts, and they're just made so well. And that is one thing that spare parts never, ever compromises on, is construction and quality. I have a spare parts harness that I've had for, it's probably going on 5 years now, 4 years. It looks a little bit worn in terms of the fabric. It's faded a little bit from all of those washings, but it looks very similar to the day that I got it when it was brand new. And there's no loss of stretch in the elastic. All the connectors work fine. The Velcro's still great. So yeah, that's good workmanship, and that is what we want to offer. So if you take a look, I'll put the links in the Linkorama. If you take a look at those harnesses that Spare Parts offers, the designer ones, they really are quite beautiful. If that's what you're looking for, is a panty style harness that's very, very feminine with the added option of having those garters to attach to stockings. So take a look at those and see if those ring your bell for Christmas. Okay, so now let's talk about a couple of products that I'm really happy with. That's always more fun, right? So the first one I want to talk to you about is something that I saw, I think it's about a year and a half ago. I haven't kept track. And it's made by the Liberator Company, and it is a spanking bench called the Aubert, O-B-E-I-R. And it's pronounced some gorgeous French way like Aubert or something like that. It has attachments, four attachments on the four corners for your wrists and ankles. So you would need cuffs on your wrists and ankles to attach, and the bench can be bought with or without cuffs. I happen to have my own, so I didn't get any. It has a cover on it that is zippered into place that you can zip off and wash when you need to. It's this nice fuzzy velour sort of fabric, and I got the black color. It is a very, very firm foam kind of. So if someone lays over it, it's not going to completely collapse, but at the same time, it's forgiving, which is lovely because, quite frankly, I like a man to be comfortable when I'm torturing him. this podcast just went straight into the BDSM, didn't it? Well, that's kind of hard to avoid with talking about the spanking bench. Now, if you recall, I believe I talked about this on a podcast after I went to one of the anime shows, and anime is not anime, it's A-N-M-E, which stands for Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, just in case there's some anime geeks out there not talking about the same show, just so you don't think, oh my god, where were the spanking benches? I missed those. Okay, so I talked about this, and I was lusting after it. Finally, I just went ahead and got one, and have had a chance to try it out, and I really like it. If I were to make any changes in it at all, I would make it slightly bigger, but it's very functional, and that makes it actually, the size of it makes it actually very storable as well. So it's a really kind of fun, soft way to bend someone over, which of course, bending a guy over is one of my favorite things. and restrain them, which is another one of my favorite things. So I give that one a total thumbs up. Out of like 10 stars, I would probably give it 9. And the only thing that I would change about it is I would make it slightly bigger. But like I say, if it was bigger, you wouldn't be able to put that guy in your closet quite so easily. Not the guy, the bench. You know what I mean. So yes, that one's a thumbs up. If you have inclinations in that direction of spanking and restraining and fun things like that, highly recommend the bench. It's great. So the next product I want to talk with you about is one that I think personally would make a really nice Christmas present. And it's funny because it doesn't really have anything to do with pegging, but it is a fucking awesome sex toy. So I got this toy because Tiffany was having a contest amongst the sexinistas that work with her. And she had a contest of whoever got the most sales in 1 month, right? So I happened to win. I happened to win because there's a lot of you lovely people out there that bought a bunch of stuff off of enticeme.com because you want to support my work. And I had a very good month. So what I got was a necklace, and it's made by the company called Crave. The name of the item itself is the Vesper Vibrator Necklace. This is a necklace that looks just like a lovely little piece of jewelry. It's really elegantly designed, and it has a beautiful machined shape. It's stainless steel. Tiffany was sweet enough to have it engraved along the side of it. The one that I got said, "Entice me, we make it a sexier world." So that was a delightful reward to receive for having a good month with sales through enticeme.com. And this gift was really an awesome thing to all of a sudden have hanging around my neck. So let me tell you a little more about it. There's a very discreet and difficult to see, really, which is nice, button to press up near the top of it where it connects to the chain that goes around your neck. And when you turn this little vibrator on, holy crap, it has some pretty strong vibrations for such a slender item. It really does. It has 3 different speeds, and then it has a pattern speed that kind of goes zzz, 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 like that. And it's really powerful. So I think that if you've listened to this podcast before, you know that I have this love of sort of clandestine sexual sexy behavior, hidden things, you know. And if you've read any of my erotica, you see that that thread runs through things a fair amount. That this is something that turns me on when you're doing something in places maybe where you're not supposed to. Or you can also look at it like this. This is another thing that turns me on, sort of the spontaneity of the moment and the possibility of what you can have there, right? So the necklace is hanging around your partner's neck. Could be man, could be a woman. I'm kind of in my head assuming it's the woman, but it doesn't have to be. At any moment, like when you get in the car, you can gently take that thing off, turn it on, and put it right down her panties, and all of a sudden it is make-out sex session in the car in the parking lot, right? You could use it in the middle of a movie that was kind of loud soundtrack and have fun in the theater. You could do all kinds of things. And it could also be a fun little signal, if you will. Sort of like, ladies, okay, you're going to put the necklace on when you absolutely have sexy times in mind after you get home, right? You could even use it as a signal of, okay, I want to fuck you tonight. I want to do the pegging thing, right? There's so many different ways that you could play with the symbolism of it. Okay, so let's switch the genders here a little bit. Imagine this. You're out on a date. You're driving in the car. You're driving. He's the passenger. And you take your necklace and slip it down the back of his pants, right into the crack of his ass, and turn that baby on. Or you're at home, and you are just having a lovely dinner together. And you take off your necklace, ask him to spread his legs, and put that right on the head of his cock. See, you get creative. There's so many different things you could do. I didn't mean to default to the, yes, this is a vibe, so we must put it on the clitoris. No, there's lots of lovely places to put vibes. You just need to get a little bit creative. It is an item that can be worn out and about and looks beautiful, with a dress, with a top, with whatever. I've been wearing it a fair amount. It's really fun. I hold it out. They say, that's a pretty necklace. I go, thank you. So hold on to the end of it. And they do. And I turn it on. And they're like, oh my God, I have to have one of these. It's pretty funny. So I'm going to put the link on the Linkorama. That is something to consider putting in the stocking or whatever. And once you get out of the box, they have a little pouch for it to live in. And the pouch is nicely separated into different panels so that the toy itself can go into one and the chain can go into the other. It really keeps it nicely separated. And as if all this wasn't enough, it charges by USB. It screws into the bottom to recharge. So it's very stable. It's not like it's going to get knocked off the USB, because the USB cable is very short. So the other end of it attaches to the toy. You screw off the top, you screw it into the toy, and bingo, you're charged up and ready to go. I really like it. It is a pretty powerful little thing. So if that is something that sounds like it belongs in your beloved's stocking or under the tree, then go for it. Okay, what do we have for you next? All right, let's get into the messages here, the letters. This was a comment that was left on podcast number 112, and as you recall, that was the one that was for the ladies. Never thought I would even consider this, but after being recommended a prostate massage, I saw a video of pegging and got excited. The thought of being taken by a woman seems thrilling. Maybe one day I might try it if I find the right woman who isn't degrading. Well, lovely that this all opened your mind, and I would suggest to you that, yes, it is important to find a partner to explore this with who approaches it the same way that you are picturing. This is where communication is essential, and negotiation, and lots of communication is essential, because what she's picturing may not be the same thing that you're picturing. And so when you both say the word pegging, you might be picturing something entirely different, and that could be a disaster if that wasn't talked about before you got into bed. I mean, some people think, oh, you know, if you talk about it all beforehand, then it takes the magic away. Well, it also takes disasters away, because if you got in bed with a woman whose idea of pegging included the pegging porn type of humiliation, degradation, and that was one of her things she liked to do, you're right in the middle of your sexy times, and you're at your most vulnerable, she's got her fingers in your ass, and then she says something incredibly humiliating. Yeah, that's not going to go very well. That's going to kind of cut deep, if you will. So this is why it's really important to talk about these things beforehand. So I encourage you, when you have found a woman who you think might be willing to explore this with you, explore it deeply verbally before you explore it deeply with the toys. Thanks for writing in, sir. Okay, this is a comment that was left on my Pegging Paradise website with the article, I Need a Woman to Peg Me. Thank you, Ruby, for all that you wrote. It is very interesting and quite rare to have found someone who has such a unique view on pegging / toy play / strap-on lovemaking. I've had the pleasure of experiencing pegging for over 26 years, way before it even had a name or a following. Anal sex in general is still a taboo subject in most circles, let alone pegging. I loved your article. It was nice to read something written about this subject matter that didn't have the word rape or forced anal attached to it. I would like to add some advice for you and your followers, though. Throughout my life, I have discovered that this topic can make or break a relationship. After several attempts of sharing this side of my sexuality with prospective partners, it unfortunately ended soon thereafter. You are so right to say that this is a very sensual and powerfully erotic part of us. When someone leaves, or might I even go so far as to say judges you for what your fetishes are, it is not exactly the greatest feeling. Please pay attention to your partner's reactions to certain subject matters. I do not mean to discourage any of you ladies and gents. I am simply saying, if your selected interest doesn't enjoy something as vanilla as wearing lingerie or changes the subject every time sex is brought up, she is probably not the one. So my only advice is to be careful in who you do trust. I completely agree with you on several subjects you brought up about finding a woman to fulfill your sexual desires. At the same time, I would like to point out that there are those beautiful, wonderfully exotic ladies that seek their men as well. It had been my goal for years now to spread the pegging lifestyle and help others to find inner sexual being. So many are repressed and simply need a partner to love them unconditionally, which unfortunately rarely happens in our politically correct society. I say this to all your readers, dedicated followers, and passerbys like myself. She is out there, and if you are patient enough and are truly a gentleman, with not just a bulge in your pants, but with love in your heart to match your sexual craving, she will not only find you, this woman will give you something that you've wanted since you took your first breath, freedom. That's a lovely letter. Thank you for writing that in, sir. It's really refreshing to get something written rather eloquently and poetically, if you will. I think it's absolutely amazing and admirable and marvelous that you have been enjoying pegging for 26 years, and I join you in your quest to spread the word about it, clearly. And, you know, at the same time that I agree with you that it is a very sensual and deeply intimate practice, for me it is, and for a lot of people it is. It's not that way for everyone. I have encountered people, men who really just like to be pegged and treated like they're a piece of the furniture. And far be it from me to judge that. It is what it is, and it's something that they enjoy. So not everyone sees it as a sensual, amazing, marvelous, intimate thing. Some people see it as kind of a humiliation, perhaps. Some people see it as something to do to someone to prove your power over them, or to treat them like they are just a tool for you to use for your own enjoyment. So again, I hold space for all you people out there that are listening that may feel that way too, because I've learned that clearly my point of view is not the only one out there, so I try and hold space for everybody. But I do agree with you who wrote this letter in, sir. You and I have very similar viewpoints, and it was very nice to receive this comment on that article, so thank you. Okay, I got this one in the emails. First, let me say that this is the first time in my life that I have ever written into any contact, blog, chat, etc. Normally, I would not be willing to go out on the line, so to speak, but I felt this was something I needed to say. My wife and I are typical in many ways, mid-50s, kids in college, monogamous, high school sweethearts, etc. We have always enjoyed each other's company, but as with all things, we're always looking to add a little excitement to our time together. 5 years ago, I came across pegging on the web and thought we might give it a try. My wife was not excited by the concept. The $20 Doc Johnson rig was painful, and the overall experience proved to be less than successful. Tried, failed, and put aside, not to be repeated. Over the last couple of years, I have found numerous sites that focus on pegging in one form or another. However, the vast majority have strong themes of female domination, male humiliation, etc., that I do not find any interest in. I do not consider myself a prude, to each his or her own, but my wife and I have always treated each other with great respect and love. We consider each other equal partners in life and love, and would find it hard to contemplate doing the things that are often associated with pegging. And then came Pegging Paradise. I would love to tell you how I came across your site, but I often fall down the rabbit hole and find surprises along the way. As it was, I found your site. I found your portrayal of pegging fit far more with our views on sex and our interaction with each other, a man and woman engaging in sex for the benefit and joy of each other. I went through your blogs and followed your suggestions for equipment. I bought the spare parts Jacques harness and the Vixen Tex dildo. The reviews on both were excellent. I had had bad experiences with cheaper silicone toys melting, and your review of the top-line suppliers was very helpful. I talked with my wife and asked her if we could give it a try again. I explained that I had put in a lot of time on research, that I had found a site that had a lot of great ideas and suggestions on how to get started. I also stated that the site did not have the hardcore themes of the other pegging sites, and that the site host, Ruby, had recorded a For the Ladies audio to help with general questions, anxieties, and concerns. We picked a time that we would not have to rush, turned the phones off, and generally tried to set a fun and adventurous attitude. We started with my wife listening to the podcast, and then moved on from there. Unlike the previous experience, she found the rig to be quite comfortable and the size of the text to not be intimidating. We both laughed at the scene and played around until we got things working correctly. At first it was awkward, but with time, my wife found her rhythm and was having quite a good time. I won't bore you with the details, but in the last 5 minutes, I hit a zone that I have not experienced before. My wife was hitting all the right buttons, and the sensation was unbelievable. When the grand finale came, it was truly grand. When we talked afterwards, my wife was all smiles. She had a lot of fun, and it was plainly obvious to her that she had given me quite a ride. What an amazing gift. I've been extremely fortunate to have found my soulmate and best friend. We both cherish our time together and doing things that make the other feel good. This experience has opened a new chapter in our lives, and we're excited to be able to do something that we both enjoy so much. My wife said she had such a good time, she wants to give it a try again later this week. That's my girl. I wanted to say thank you from both of us. Your time and efforts are greatly appreciated. I do not think we would have been able to have this experience if it had not been for your website. Thanks again. Oh, you are so welcome. And, you know, I'm going to play the music for you guys. I'm going to play it belatedly. What I mean by that is, okay, this is sort of like a rediscovery story. And it's a really sweet one. And I'm happy to have had a part in inspiring you to try it again. So just like this isn't really your first time, it's your second time. So I'm going to play this at the end of your letter. I'm going to play Pegging Celebration Time for you because you had the courage, the persistence to research it, to check it out again, to find something that fit your views on how you look at this, and then talk to your wife. And it just happened to be a good time. I had that podcast out there for her to listen to, and it worked. And I'm so happy for you guys. So yeah, here we go. Pegging Celebration Time. Congratulations, you two. Okay, another email. I'm a newcomer to your podcast, but I've been listening to the archives with delight. A bit about us. We're a married couple, over 19 years, and have always enjoyed a great sex life. While our children, 10 and 8, do a lot to take away our time from each other, I've always made sure that our sex life was still a priority for both of us. She's usually up for just about anything I suggest, and when we get down to it, we have a lot of fun. My sex drive, as it is with many a married couple, is higher than that of my wife's. And while I'm usually the one to suggest a new thing in the bedroom, a toy, spanking, light bondage, etc., I was never really able to get her to understand how much I wanted to try anal prostate play. We'd tried anal for her, and it's not her thing, but my attempts to guide her towards my being on the receiving end, pun intended, went largely unnoticed or quickly forgotten. A few weeks ago, avoiding the awkwardness of the face-to-face conversation, I sent her a text message along the lines of, "I want to show you something, but I'm nervous." She told me to send it to her, and I texted her a link to the website that sells the Fieldo. The cat was out of the bag. "I didn't think you'd be into that sort of thing," she replied. "Well, I think I am. Can we discuss this?" And the dialogue had begun, and she was generally in favor of trying. A few days later, I sent her a link to the podcast for women, which is remarkable because it resonated with all of my fears. I installed an app on her phone and linked to the podcast, so all she had to do was press play. And then it was a few days later before she had time to actually listen to the podcast. When she finally listened to it, she texted me and said it was very informative and it alleviated many of her concerns. When I asked what her concerns were, she said she'd rather not go into specifics because, quote, "they felt silly," end quote, and I respected her wishes. I then texted her this: "So we are clear. I don't want leather and whips. I don't want to wear panties. I don't want to be in front of you with a dildo in my mouth. I don't want you to dom me, parentheses, yet, with a question mark. I don't want it hard. I want the sensation. I want the intimacy. I want the incredible orgasm. I want to be the receiver. Make sense? She agreed it made perfect sense. Fast forward another week and a half or so, and the deed has not been done yet. She's caught a horrible cold, then the kids, then me. It's not sexy time in our house, but it's coming, eventually. This whole process takes a lot of time. I suppose my point is that for your female listeners, perhaps one who listened to the For Women podcast and now are continuing to listen and learn, that this time, the time from when your partner has introduced this taboo subject, takes an incredible amount of courage and trust. In the past few weeks, I have been equal parts nervous, scared, excited, horny, a whole range of emotions. My anxiety levels are through the roof, wondering when it will happen, how it will happen, if she'll like doing it, if we'll ever do it again, if we're going to continue to do this, what equipment will we buy? My mind is racing, and the longer we wait, the more painful and anxiety-inducing it is. So my advice to those still considering, be gentle, be assuring, be loving. Because now that it is an option and on the table, we likely cannot stop thinking about it. This is an incredibly difficult thing for us to do, but we hope that it works out, quote, in the end, end quote. Sorry, I couldn't resist one last butt joke. It's funny because when I first read your letter, sir, I was going to say, okay, avoiding the face-to-face awkwardness, right? But, you know, texts can backfire because there is something very powerful of sitting with your partner, holding their hands, looking straight at them, and telling them something that is very important to you. Is it awkward? Absolutely. Is it difficult? Oh, fuck yes. However, being able to do that, I think, gives the person a more well-rounded approach than words on a screen. I'm glad she reacted well to it. But that was the first thing that I was going to mention is, oh, please don't text her, please. On the other hand, the conversation that followed was sweet, and I loved how you sort of encapsulated what you were looking for and what you weren't. She didn't want to go into what her fears were. So you said, okay, let's be really clear here. This is what I want, or this is what I don't want, and these are the things that I do want. It was excellent to be that specific with her. Excellent idea and very well written. So I commend you on that, absolutely. And I most of all appreciated hearing what it's like in this in-between period. I don't think anybody's ever really taken the trouble to articulate that before. And I can only imagine how nerve-wracking it must be to wonder how this is all going to work out. It has a wonderful, warm, flowing feel to it. And I'm so glad that she's open to it and that you two have had such a great sex life to begin with up until now. So it sounds very promising. But still, it was good to hear that. Because the women that are in this in-between space of like, okay, so he made me listen to this thing, and so now the journey has begun, and we're going to find our way communicating about all of this and eventually doing the deed and exploring this new sexual territory, that yes, gentleness, reassuring, making sure that they know they're loved and accepted, because it's a really difficult thing to do to put that out there and say, you know what, this is something I really like. Good for you for having the courage to do it. No matter the fact that you sent a text, you still let her know. So good for you, and thanks for writing in. Of course, let us know when I can play the music for you guys. Another email. Dear Ruby, I hope this message finds you well. I've always been intrigued by the idea of anal play, but I've been fantasizing about getting pegged for the last 2 years since I first heard of it. I recently risked bringing up the idea of anal play with me receiving to my wife, and she was, well, not excited about the idea. I've since tried hard to get the idea out of my head, but I just cannot stop wishing she would fuck or penetrate or even tickle my asshole. Is this level of desire normal? Why do I want it so badly? Ooh, those are difficult questions. First, I would really encourage you not to use the word normal. You know, where sexual desires and fantasies and the intersection of desires and fantasies, where all that occurs, it's so There are so many different expressions of sexuality that I don't think it is appropriate whatsoever to name anything normal. I know that our society tries to do that a lot and also, unfortunately, tries to judge people that don't fit in that stupid little box. I consider it a very little box because I've been very open about my desires and my fantasies, which don't fit in the box. But, you know, I could give a flying fuck what people think about that, for the most part. And as a result, I think it does more harm than good to try and decide whether you fit in the box. Who cares if you fit in the box? What's real for you right now is that you really, really have a strong desire to explore this with your wife. Don't be dissuaded by her initial reaction of not being thrilled. Part of the reason I say this is because I personally have been through two marriages where I approached my husband's with the idea of anal play and pegging. And they both kind of, it wasn't like they were freaked out. It wasn't like they thought I was, I don't know, whatever word you want to put in there. They thought I was a monster. They were just totally blown away in a bad way about this desire of mine. It wasn't as if they thought I was a freak. That's what I wanted to say. They kind of just gently said, I don't think so. Now, as I look back on that, I would bet you anything that if I had been a little more persistent, a little bit more confident in my intention and desire to explore these fantasies with them, I'll bet that I could have gotten them to let me do some anal stuff with them. I'm not about sure about the whole strap-on thing, but I gave up too easily. And part of the reason that I gave up too easily was because I was judging myself still. I was judging myself that these desires that I had were bad and weird and strange and different, okay? And it took me decades to get over that. So I hear a little bit of that in you just because you're asking, is this level of desire normal? Who cares if it's normal? It's what you want right now. So important to know that even though this level of desire is really strong in you, not a good idea to bulldoze the wife with it, right? So tread carefully and be respectful and approach gently. But if at all possible, approach with confidence. Now, of course, a really good thing for her to do, if she'd be willing to check it out, is to listen to the podcast that I recorded for the women, because it will give her so much information and hopefully, like one of the previous partners of the guy that wrote in, alleviate any fear she has. Since it sounds like she just kind of said, nah, not real thrilled about that idea, and you guys didn't talk about it more, is what I'm guessing, then there was no discussion about her fears. You didn't have a chance to alleviate them yourself because probably you guys didn't talk about it. This podcast ends up bringing up all of those different things. So it makes it a whole lot easier on you guys because I talk about everything, so you don't have to. Puts it all out there, and that way, hopefully, it's easier to broach those subjects after she listens to it. So I would suggest give it a try. Now, with everyone who's listening, men, please listen to this podcast yourself first. Only you know whether it's the right thing to let your partner listen to. I don't know why there would be certain swear words, certain topics, certain whatever that you might hear in there and go, oh, yeah, can't let her listen to this. You know your partners better than I do. So don't just hook her up to the podcast and go, here you go, honey. No, listen to it yourself. That's your homework before you let her listen to it. But hopefully, let your wife listen to this and see what happens from there. And gently and carefully and kindly and not in the bedroom, say, you know, I'd really like to talk more about this because this is something I'd like to explore. One of the suggestions I give often is if she is a woman who enjoys G-spot stimulation, educate her a little bit that the amount of pleasure that she feels with G-spot stimulation is what you could be feeling with prostate stimulation. And basically, you're just seeking out pleasure, but you are seeking it out with her, and you really are excited about exploring this. Do not approach her as if you have leukemia, and that line comes from Dan Savage. Don't act like you have a horrible disease and she's going to have to accept this and oh my God, you're so embarrassed. If you can possibly do it, take a deep breath, be confident, and quietly state what you really would like to do with her. And I hope it works. Please let us know what happens. But, Your last question was, why do I want it so badly? I think it's because you have discovered this new part of your sexuality. And speaking from experience, when you discover a new part of your sexuality, something that turned you on, a new thing that you really didn't know turned you on so much, it can be really very exciting, of course, but can also be rather overwhelming. That has a negative connotation. It's more all-encompassing, sort of like that's all you can think about, and that's what it sounds like you're doing. There's nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong with it at all. Think about it all you want. Seek out the places on the internet that show the kind of play, the kind of pegging that you enjoy. And let us know how it goes after she listens to the podcast. Good luck to you, sir. Okay, this was a question that is posted on a Tumblr site that belongs to a friend of mine. It's called peggingwithasmile.tumblr.com. And this person wrote in and said, hey, all I want is to be pegged. I haven't ever been before, but I'm sitting here plugged and my body is aching for it. How can I find someone who won't be creeped out by the idea? And I just had to read you guys this response because it's a little more terse than I would usually recommend. But I get this question so often. Where can I find a woman to peg me? So often. And here is what a woman wrote. Sweetie, walk up to 100 women on the street and say, please peg me. And here's what will happen. About half of them will say, fuck off. About another half will say, what's that? And then fuck off. And the one in the miniskirt and platform heels walking back and forth will say that will be $500 and no kissing. Do you know a girl whose company you enjoy and whose shape you find appealing? Ask her if she wants to grab a coffee. And if you both have fun, ask her to dinner later. And if she enjoys your company and finds your shape appealing, then at some point nature will run its course and you can touch tingly bits. And then you trust her. And when she trusts you, and you're both looking for new ways to touch tingly bits, then you can talk about pegging. There's no cheat code or secret handshake, sweetie. So yes, I had to read that because there's some truth in that. Absolutely, there's a lot of truth in that. I tend to have a different opinion slightly because so much of my life is wrapped around pegging that I need a partner. I need to know right off the bat that my partner's okay with it, because not only do I need them to be okay with it because it's a passion of mine, but also any man that's walking around with me, there's a whole bunch of people out there that know that this man loves pegging, because I wouldn't be with anyone who didn't. So it's an automatic outing, you know, if you are Ruby Ryder's partner, right? And that's something for me to consider. So I don't do it this way when I look for a partner. I do it like full disclosure right off the bat because my life is a little bit different. But I do think that, like the guy wrote in the previous letter, you know, pay attention to the signs and pay attention to how conservative and uptight about sex they seem to be, whether or not they're willing to talk about it, how adventurous they seem. And those are your early clues, and please pay attention to them. No matter how much chemistry it feels like there is, no matter how much you so want to be with this person, if you're getting those signs up right up front, ooh, those are red flags, especially if you want something like pegging. I think the way that I heard Dan Savage express it is, you know, have sex a few times and let them know that you can do vanilla sex just fine. And then once you've kind of shown, you know, you've sort of taken each other for a spin and sort of proved your worth in terms of the vanilla sex world, then pull out your kinks and say, so, hey, this is something else I really enjoy. And I think that's a great idea. And it's very similar to what this woman suggested in a way. And yeah, there is no cheat code or secret handshake. It's, you know, if that's what you want is the cheat code, then what you're talking there is going to a pro, and that is your best bet. But I had to read you guys that because it just really resonated. And plus, I've gotten that question a zillion times. So there you have it. Okay, next one is another email. Someone recently praised you for doing God's work. Here's what I have to say about that. Amen, sister. Woohoo. Thank you for spreading the holy, see what I did there, spirit. I am a largely unfulfilled longtime pegging and ass play enthusiast, but it seems that unfulfilled bit is about to change. Just a few weeks ago, in early October, I met a dominant leaning switch. on OkCupid of all places, and we've just started playing a bit. We're very like-minded in terms of the relationship that we're looking for, interests outside the bedroom, BDSM-related kinks that we're both into, and it turns out that she's into the idea of ass play and pegging. In so many ways, she is very much my dream girl. I've tried in previous relationships to get my partners interested in the idea of kink to little avail. While some were open to light bondage and the like, they were frightened and staunchly opposed to the idea of ass play and especially pegging. Only one partner a long time ago was open to the idea, and unfortunately the relationship ended before we could explore it much. You might be able to imagine my elation when on my third or fourth date with my new dream girl, it was she who initiated the super scary conversation about what I'm into, and her elation of my sweet me too response. I was absolutely over the moon when I brought up pegging and she didn't run from the room screaming. A few days later, we had our first scene where she introduced me to some of the things she liked. It was the first time I'd been tied up with anything I couldn't free myself from. It was my first time experiencing pointy things. It was my first time being beaten. She was very nice about all of it, being very gentle and not pushing me much, and I found I liked it all, at least to some degree. I found that I liked that she liked it, and that I liked it because she liked it. And for that, it was eye-opening in many ways. Finally, she brought out a small, ball-ended, chromed anal hook she had bought some time ago but never used. She was so sweet, saying gently that it was completely up to me whether or not we tried it, that we didn't have to. I can't remember what exactly I said, but it was something to the effect of, "Yes, yes, I want it, please, I want it, yes." I hope I remembered to say please anyway, ha-ha. She lubed it up, and me, and got the hook inside me pretty easily. We worked together to get it situated, and she started fucking me gently with it. I was face down, still bound by my wrists. She was laying mostly on top of me, fucking me slowly with the hook, moving it with her hand, but also with her body. Maybe it was up against her hip or her thigh, I don't know, but it was connected with her body somehow, and I felt her thrusting against me, which resulted in the hook moving inside me, and it all felt so incredibly awesome. Our communication was an amazing mix of verbal and nonverbal, heavy breathing and moans from both of us, our bodies pushing against each other. I asked at some point that she not pull upwards so hard, and she responded and adjusted, and then she hit a spot. I don't know if it was the spot, but it was definitely a spot, and it set something off inside me, and I just let go of everything. My moans got louder, my breathing heavier. I pushed my ass against her hip and thigh with more force and higher frequency, and she responded by fucking me faster and harder as her moans grew louder and her breathing heavier to match mine. I grasped at the rope that bound my wrist cuffs to the headboard, pulling against them, relishing the feeling of helplessness and vulnerability that they provided. My hands and arms started to shake. She asked if I was okay, if she was hurting me, and I told her I was okay and begged her not to stop, to keep going. I didn't want her to stop. It all felt so amazing. From the physical sensations of her being on top of me, the hook in my ass, my hands tied, to the emotional sensations of being so vulnerable, so trusting in her, so connected with her. She kept going for a few delicious minutes, then slowed and finally stopped. My breathing slowed, my moans quieted, but didn't stop. I couldn't stop. My hands and arms were shaking, still straining a bit against my bonds, and I loved it. She undid the rope that bound me and held me until I calmed down a bit. We lay there cuddling for a while. It was all so incredible. Phew, I kinda didn't mean to write all that. It just kept flowing, and I just kept typing. Let's see if I can get this back on track. After that first scene of ours, she started doing some research. Although she had some interest in pegging, she had never seriously looked into it and didn't know much about it. Our scene and my response to her and to our play with the anal hook inspired her to dig in a bit more. She found a site which had some information and shared it with me. I remembered your site, peggingparadise.com, and suggested that she take a look. I've seen your site several times over the years, but hadn't spent a ton of time on it. This time it was different. This time I had someone reading and learning alongside me. This time I ate it up, rereading the introductory stuff, reading blog posts, listening to podcasts, and she was too. This was really happening. Holy shit, this is really happening. We're going shopping together for a pegging rig tomorrow, and I'm so incredibly excited. I have a few toy harness combos in mind, and I think she does too, and we're both eager to get our hands on them and find something that works for us. I love that she's going with me, so that I have her input as well. It should be an amazingly fun and fulfilling day, especially when we get home. I feel like I could keep writing for days, and I'm leaving so many details out, but I also feel like I've already gone on a bit long and a bit too much in depth for an introductory email, haha. I just had to share with someone, and I felt like you'd be receptive and that you'd appreciate it. You are helping us so much in our journey, and I wanted to say thank you. This message is part of my thanks to you. I hope to have an update for you soon, if you'd be receptive to it. Thank you so much for all that you do. Please keep doing it. What this gentleman mentioned, this message is part of my thanks to you. He was so sweet and sent me a donation towards my work, a generous donation towards my work, which is much, much appreciated, sir. This story was so fun to read, sir. It really was. And I love the way you wrote it, so I'm not complaining at all that it was long, because it was delightful. But I have been in that situation where the super scary conversation is taking place, and we find out that we both are into the same thing and do the fist pump, right? In fact, I think that it kind of went like this. He was the one who said, "So what are you into?" And, of course, in my head, I'm immediately going towards pegging, because this was a long time ago, and it was before I was out about this stuff. And so I said, "Nah, I don't think I can talk to you about that." And he said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of embarrassed about it. It's kind of, you know, I don't know." And I demurred, right? And so then I said, "You know, let me put it this way. It's something that rather than you would do it to me, I would do it to you." Well, that was an interesting hint to give him, right? And so he thought about it for a moment. And he goes, "Okay, well." And then he, right as he's swinging his head around to look at me, I can just picture this. He said, "Okay, well, let's see if we can approach this from the back door." And he looks at me pointedly, right? And I burst out laughing. His eyebrows go up and he says, "Really?" And I said, "Oh, yeah." He's like, "Seriously?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." And he's the one that did the fist pump. He's like, "Yes," because he found a woman who was into this, which was pretty. It was a very fun moment. When elation is a good word, when you're like, "Ooh, here's someone who wants to explore this too." Yes, very exciting. It was fun to read that part that you wrote in. It brought back that memory for me. And guys listening, take a note from this man who wrote in, because there they are. Got the anal hook in him, right? She's moving it. And he can tell that if she moves it in a slightly different way, it's going to feel a little better. Communicate. Talk about it. Open your mouth. Ask for what you want. Really, really important. It can make the difference between, "Ooh, that's a little bit uncomfortable, but kind of cool," to the spot or a spot, like this guy had the experience of. So yes, please do write in. When the deed is done, I'm going to so be looking forward to playing the music for you. And thanks again for the donation. It was very much appreciated. Okay, this is another letter from Frozen Butterfly, back on podcast 111. "Thank you so much for responding. We are still together with my boo-boo." This is a record for me. And then this word that she's going to mention here is something that I wasn't sure what it meant. Hifist, H-I-F-I-S-T. Hifist comes from hi-fi, and it means someone who wants to have everything in the best quality and spends money to get it. On that note, I am wondering about ceramic toys. Would love to get one, but I like to be educated about things before I get anything. Do you know anything about them? My boo-boo ordered those panties that Mark was talking about yesterday. And for you listeners, remember Mark was the Marine that I interviewed, and he said, has the picture that he sent me of his panties, and then I linked to the places on the internet that you could buy the panties, the manties, with space for your dangly bits. So anyway, she goes on to say, "My boo-boo ordered those panties that Mark was talking about yesterday. They were so cute. Lovely to have someone who is not too scared of being himself. Although I do understand the shame. I totally do. I have had my fair share of that. Everyone says that it is easier for us women, and in some respects it is, but not in everything. Being a bi girl and really open about my sexuality somehow makes me a slut and someone who has to be open to do everything. So not true. I'm not a slut, and I don't do everything. Funny thing is, I'm also some kind of sexual therapist to everyone who knows me. Any problem someone is having with anything to do with sex, they always talk to me. I don't mind it most of the time, but it is constant. You probably know what I'm talking about. Anyway, this got me thinking. I was wondering if I could maybe translate some of the tips and things from your page for our forum. It is mostly Finnish-speaking forum for kinky people in Finland. Of course, I'll link your page on it and give credit. Unfortunately, we have nothing like you here. Anyway, hope you're good, and thanks again for existing, Frozen Butterfly. I did write her back and totally gave her permission to translate this into Finnish for people in Finland, which is awesome. I believe this is the first translation. And how interesting that it's going to be Finnish. Okay, let's see. Frozen Butterfly, you asked about ceramic toys. I find ceramic, stainless steel, and glass, Pyrex glass, gotta be Pyrex, it can't be just regular glass, toys to be a little much for the prostate. You have to use those very, very carefully because they're so hard. They are so rigid. There is no room for softening things. It's not soft, it's hard. The prostate is a gland, and glands can really only take so much punishment. I say that because that is something that was told to me by a urologist. And I'm quite sure it's true. You can't just hammer away at them and not expect there to be some reaction. I know that there are men out there who have received some intensely hard peggings regularly over periods of time and had no problems at all. But please do keep in mind that this is a gland and should be treated with respect. So to use something really hard is something you should only do if you're very, very careful about it and gentle. Perhaps this would be a toy that would be fine for sensual pegging or for holding with your hand and slowly exploring and teasing and going very gently in and out. That's what I would use it for if I had one. It's not like you can't use it, because goodness knows I have the Enjoy Pure Wand, and I delight in using that for prostate stimulation, but you must be very careful, because there is no room for error. That's not exactly what I want to say. It's just that it's not forgiving. It's just not forgiving, because it's so hard. So you have to be very, very conscious of how much you're moving it, and what the reaction of the other end of it is going to be against his prostate. That's what I know. So if you do get it, peg carefully, my friend. It's not that it's not a good idea. And you know, I know that there's men out there that totally love ceramic toys and glass toys. They are in the minority, but I know they're out there. So that is my input on ceramic toys. Okay, here is my last one for this podcast. Received this through the email. Just wanted to pop a note saying that my wife and I, after suffering through Doc Johnson harnesses for men and women, suffering through the cheap Doc Johnson VacuLock UR3 dildos, finally saw the light and began upgrading our sex toys with quality products. We both have spare parts harnesses now, so comfortable after trying to get any Doc Johnson harness to actually fit. You could literally spend more time trying to adjust a Doc Johnson harness than actually fucking. And now we only purchase Vixen dildos. We've a variety of Vixen dildos, and they are so much more of a real feel than the Doc Johnsons. Sex has been an important part of our relationship since we began dating in high school. We married at 22. After getting our bachelor's, and my wife works at a real job whilst I'm working on my doctorate in psychology. We've been married for 4 years this December, just after I celebrate my 27th birthday. We don't consider ourselves as swingers by any means, but we do have a couple of dozen friends that we play with a couple of times a month, and I dearly love my open, honest, playful, charming, bright, imaginative, and breathtakingly slender, beautiful wife. We know, now, the pleasures that high-quality toys can bring, pleasures that cheap toys just can't fulfill. I'm delighted that you mentioned some of our favorite vendors. Get maximum pleasure from the start. Both my wife and I are bisexual and healthfully somewhat hypersexual. While my 11-year-old cousin introduced me to the joy of anal sex when I was 9 years old, and while I will always enjoy the real thing to a dildo, there are times when a dildo is either the only option and or the safest option. It's also worth noting that if you have a female partner who enjoys simultaneous anal and vaginal double penetration, that the spare parts deuce male harness can be ordered in a size that will allow even a large cock to fit through the bottom hole. I'm a bit large, right at 2 inches in diameter, just a wee bit larger than a circumference of 6 1/4 inches, and with a bit of stretching of the bottom hole, I can fit just fine and can give and receive maximum pleasure. Sorry to have rambled so. I just wanted to say how very much I enjoyed and will pass along your Pegging 101 Frequently Asked Questions. And one thing that I am delighted that you addressed are the wide variety of penile responses to anal stimulation. Every man is different, and every experience is different, and the same man can have different responses to pegging. I get a decent, but not rock-hard erection about 80% of the time that I have a real cock up me, or am being pegged, and some of my most intense orgasms occur when I'm the middleman. I've seen every conceivable reaction, I believe, from hard as stone to as limp as a wet dish rag and everything in between. It's something that every gay man knows, but often surprising to men new to pegging or other anal penetration. I sign off with final thanks. You've covered what can be a delicate subject in an honest and very knowledgeable manner. So, sir, thank you for getting really specific about the quality differentiation between the toys that I keep telling people are junk and the stuff that I recommend. There are people that swear by Doc Johnson, blah, 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 but you know what? They haven't tried the really good stuff. And I love what you said about you can spend more time trying to adjust the harness than you can actually fucking. Yeah. And you know, the UR3 dildo that you mentioned is, I wrote an article about the skin-like dildos, the ones that are meant to mimic real penises. And the UR3 is one of those materials that has a solid inner core and a softer outer core. Dual density is what they call them. But it's porous, and it can hold bacteria. And the really silly thing is that those types of materials, when they create those, are, you know, those skin-like dildos, are designed to feel like the real thing. Okay, I get that, right? But when you challenge them and say, but it's porous, so it can hold bacteria, they say, well, put a condom over it and protect it. Why would you pay that much for something that's supposed to feel like a real penis, real skin, and then put a condom over it? Just doesn't make any sense to me, Alec, at all. But I'm glad you kind of waxed poetic a little bit there about how good equipment can make the difference. It can totally, totally make a difference. So good for you for making the plunge, for buying the stuff that makes the whole experience something where you're not focused on making sure the equipment is not pinching, is not hurting, that the dildo is not falling off, the vaculock harness, or what have you. And now you can focus on giving each other pleasure and actually experiencing what's happening as opposed to worrying about the equipment not working right. So thanks for that hint as well about the spare parts deuce harness. I really wasn't aware that they had an option to order that with the larger O-ring in the bottom, because there's two holes on the deuce harness. For people who don't know what we're talking about here, the deuce harness is made for men to wear, and it's specifically made so that the hole in the bottom is where your cock goes through, and then the hole in the top is where you can put a dildo. So you can do a few things with this. You can do dual penetration if your partner is into vaginal and anal penetration at the same time. But you can also put a dildo in there, and after you come, or on the night when you're just, you know, the cock isn't working for you for whatever reason, you can put a dildo in there and fuck her as long as you want to. So that's an option as well. And yeah, it's a very nice piece of equipment. But thanks for the heads up on that. I didn't realize that you could order it in larger diameters, and that's going to be an important factor for some of my listeners out there. Also appreciated you differentiating between that it's not the same every time with the hardness of your cock while having anal penetration and prostate stimulation. That it's not like, okay, different guys have it happen different ways. It's like the same guy can have it happen different ways depending on what's going on and what's happening that day. Who knows why? But also, and most importantly of all, because women have been kind of trained by just experience to judge the degree to which a man is having a good time by the hardness of his cock. That's a very true thing. So that all needs to get thrown out the window when you do pegging, because that is not the measure at all. The measure is asking him whether he's having a good time. And as you mentioned, some of the most amazing orgasms that you've had occur when you are not necessarily the hardest. So good thing to remember, everybody out there. And I think we're going to leave it there. So you can find links on my blog for you to follow me, because you know you want to follow me. On Twitter, I am at @Ruby_writer. On Facebook, I have a profile and a page. The page gets a thrill every time it gets a new like. You can subscribe to my blog there too. And as I've said many times, and is still very true, there are a number of things that show up on my blog that never ever show up on the podcast. I write things. In fact, I just posted yesterday a personal piece about something that happened in my life recently, a little inside personal view to something that happened in Ruby Ryder's life. So that kind of stuff. I don't always talk about everything that happens in my life here on the podcast. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And that's an interesting read if you want to know a little bit more about me and my journey. And pictures, of course. We can't do the visual thing with the podcast. But check it out if you like. And like I mentioned, you can subscribe to my blog there on the left-hand side of my front page. Also, you can listen to me on iTunes. There is a link for that. So this podcast is downloadable through iTunes. The link for that is there on the blog. You can also use any variety of downloader apps to download this podcast to your smartphone, your tablet, your whatever, and enjoy it in that manner. Enjoy it. Listen to it on the plane. Listen to it driving and doing your commute. Have it blasting through your speakers and open your car windows when the weather is nice, and see what people think when they look over and hear me talking about fucking guys in the ass. I'm full of suggestions tonight. So, when you check out the products that I talked about in the podcast by following the links in my Linkorama, please remember that when you purchase through Entice Me, it not only guarantees you're going to have the highest quality, body-safe, non-toxic pleasure products, but you support my work here. And please don't forget to use the coupon code RUBY for 20% off. It's funny, you guys buy stuff, and it's obvious that you are my customers, but you don't use the coupon code. What's up with that? Save yourself some money. And thank you for all those purchases. It's totally sweet of you to contribute to the cause here at Pegging Paradise. You can call me, if you like, 805-500-6544, with your questions and comments, anything you want. Or you can write those words down and send them to me, ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you again and always for downloading and listening. You are the best. Happy pegging.